This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The winners of the Nobel Peace Prize are champions of human rights and democracy in Ukraine, Russia, and neighboring Belarus, says the Nobel Committee.
They have made an outstanding effort to document war crimes, human rights abuses, and the abuse of power.
The Peace Prize is being awarded to human rights activist Alice Bialyatsky, the Russian human rights group Memorial, and the Ukrainian human rights organization Center for Civil Liberties. But as that announcement comes, President Biden worries aloud about the risk of a nuclear disaster, pointing to Moscow's war in Ukraine. The AP's Tim McGuire.
President Joe Biden says the risk of a nuclear Armageddon is the highest since the Cuban Missile Crisis nearly 60 years ago. In a speech at a New York fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, President Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin was not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. The president adding, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis."
Pure evil. That's how Merced County, California Sheriff Vern Warnke describes the kidnapping and killing of a family of four, including an eight-month-old baby. The suspect had worked for the family's trucking business and had a long-standing feud with them, says the sheriff. The suspect was booked into the county jail last night. A man accused of shooting and wounding one person and then barricading himself inside a hotel room in Dearborn, Michigan, surrendered last night. Police say this started as an argument over money. We're waiting for the September jobs report. It comes out this morning, and it's expected to show that employers added 250,000 jobs last month. This is AP News. Now the latest on the fighting in Ukraine, the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The death toll from a Russian missile attack on apartment blocks in the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia has risen to 11 as the city's again hit by missiles and, for the first time, by explosive-packed drones. With its army suffering a series of stinging battlefield defeats in recent weeks, Russia has been deploying Iranian-made drones to attack targets. The unmanned disposable kamikaze drones, as they're referred to, are cheaper and less sophisticated than missiles, but have proved effective at causing damage to targets on the ground. A senior Ukrainian official says such drones damaged two infrastructure facilities in Zaporizhia the first time they had been used there, adding, "This was not a random hit, but a series of missiles aimed at multi-story buildings." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.